Let's look at the Ramban at the beginning of Perek Me'abov. Very long Ramban. There's a very famous Ramban that we have a chance we should look at. The Ramban about Serach. Ramban discusses why the miracle of Serach is only alluded to but not discussed fully. That's in Pasuk Tetzavot of the same Perek. Alright, let's see how far we can get. There's a long Ramban at the very beginning of Perek Membov. So let's see how far we get in this Ramban. Let's look at the Psukim. Yaakov Avinu is on his way down to Eretz to the Mitzrayim. Vayisa Yisrael chol asher loy v'yavoy be'er shava. Rashi again makes the comment on be'er shava that it's not talhei b'soifa instead of lamed chilas. Rashi makes the comment several times. It's Tzorchi and somebody one day has to do a study of why Rashi made the comment more than once. Charone makes it. It makes it, and see here you could argue because it's a two name. So he wanted maybe that's why he wanted to put that test again. So Tzorchi, and one day person has to list all of them have to see if what the Tzichus says of all these Rashis. I hold it's a raya to the Yeshivish approach of skipping the Rashis that they do diktuk. So he knew in the rule that people would skip the diktuk Rashi, so that's what he had to keep on repeating. This is one the other one that he always repeats is the hispoil. That there are certain words with if the Shayrish has certain letters in the pay position of the poyal, that the hispoil flips the tof with that letter. It's tadek. So again, Tzorchi and Rashi repeat it. In any event, the Yizbach Zevachim Lelekei Aviv Yitzchak. So he brings Karbonos Lelekei Aviv Yitzchak. So the question is, what happened to Lelekei Aviv Avraham? So Rashi says, Chayiv Odom Lechvoit Aviv Yosef Mechvoit Ziknoi Lefichach Tolov Yitzchak Lebi Avraham. Rashi sees this as an expression of Kibud Av, Kibud Aim. When a person says, this is the Elokei Aviv V'Aroi Menu. Right? Zeh Elokei Aviv Zeh Keli Venveyu Elokei Aviv V'Aroi Menu. So Rashi says it's an expression of covet. It's covet to my father that I am worshipping his ideals, his religion, his thinking. So Yaakov could have said Elokei Avi Avram, Elokei Avi Yitzchak. So perhaps Rashi is saying it's even greater covet if a person attributes it exclusively. Is Rashi going to argue that when we start our Shemona Esrei Elokei Avram, Elokei Yaakov, that's giving covet to the Avos? It's identifying. As we're identifying a certain approach, a certain understanding of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So when he was mispalel over here, Vayizbach Zevachim, he was being mispalel. So he was mispalel in the way that Yitzchak had taught him to be mispalel. So Ramban points this out. So the Ramban says it doesn't really answer the question, doesn't help us out enough. Why? He didn't have to say anything. He could have said Elokei Avosai, Elokei Avosav. K'mo shomer lekim asher eshalchu Avosai lefanav Avraham v'Yitzchak. He's going to say later on, when he says Amalach Agol Simikara, he'll say Elokim Eshes Holchu Avoyisai Lufan Avram V'Yitzchak. Ubitzfilosai, and he himself says in when he was mispalel in Parshas Vayishlach, Vayomer Yaakov Elokei Ovi Avram Elokei Ovi Yitzchak Hashem Oimer Elai Shuv La'artcha Lo'etol Leitim Imach Kontentim Mikol HaChasod Mikol HaShisus Avdecha Ki B'makli Avarti Yisiyardein Azev Yato Yislishin Machanois. So the kasha is a stronger kasha. Kasha is, why did Yaakov Avinu only say Elokei Yitzchak? And number two, why did he switch? We know that this is his lashon. This is one thing. If he would be consistent to Elokei Avi Yitzchak, so we would say Rashi's approach. But we see that that's not consistently Yitzchak's and Yaakov's tefillah. O Yoimar vayizbach zvachim l'Hashem kemoi shomer biyavram vayiben mizbach l'Hashem umatzerch lefarish b'yoyser. Who needs the whole? What is Elokei of Yitzchak add? Avol aposak azay yesh b'yisoid. Yiglu lonu oisei sham v'reishus rava. This is the head to discuss the asoid. Ramban discourages us from learning the sod that he writes. He writes in Hakdama that when he writes soid, so people should not study it. I think what he's saying is people should not study it without a mesorah to understand. That's the nature of sod, is that you learn from it's a form of Teresh Baal Peh that with the limud is still supposed to be ish mi pi ish. So it's called Kabbalah. So that's why if one can crack part of the sod of the Ramban by Rebbeinu Machaye, who at least was kind of a Talmud, there's another sefer that I came across, which is a sefer written by a Talmud about the soiders. Then that's the entree. Over here, the Ramban says, "Avol posuk azay yesh bo soid yiglu lonu ois Hashem beishes rava." So he's saying that Chazal were megala this Talmud us. Ki kasher bo Yaakov lerendes mitzrayim roki agolus yaschil boy ubezaroi upochad mimenu. In other words, he had a kabbalah from Avraham Avinu that is going to be a golus for the children. Gary is Aracha Be'eretz Lelehem, right? Ve'ino Ois of Abdu. So he says, "Upochad mimenu," and he was very scared about the golos which he may be initiating, right? Rok ya golos yaschil boy. He understood golos. This golos that was spoken about the Avraham Avinu was starting with him, ubezaroi, and with his children. They were going to be the first door in golos. Upochad mimenu. V'zovach zevochim rabim lepachad aviv Yitzchak shelo yiyeh shelo tehei midas hadin misucho kenegdoi. And he was being mispalel that I think what he means, that he should not be punished for this. Alright, now look at the care the Ramban takes to say lepachad aviv Yitzchak. We'll see in a moment shelo tehei midas hadin misucho kenegdoi. So he was davening to his father's in the form of his father's avoda, using Rabbi Dessler's terms, lepachad aviv Yitzchak. In other words, he was Avram Avinu with a certain form of avoda, Yitzchak had a certain form of avoda, and Yaakov Avinu was now applying himself. Applying to himself the avoda of Yitzchak. We'll explain a little better in a minute. The osa zeh beber sheva, shehu beis tefilo la'avisov, umishom not al rishos belech toy lechoron. Right, beautiful Ramban. What's he referring to? Yitzchak Avinu. In Parshas Toldos, right. Shuv Gur Ba'aretz Hazos. Yeah. The big a perek chava vahi rav ba'aretz milvad a rav rishna shahoy b'mei Avraham. Vayelach Yitzchak Avimelech Melech Lishon Gerar. He goes to Gerar, the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. Vayera Elam Hashem. Vayomer, and he says, Hashem says, Al Teyred Mitzrayim Shchayin Ba'aretz Asher Oymer Elecha Gur Ba'aretz Hazos. Ve'eye imcha ba'marechka ki lechol zaruch etenis kol arutz etzoel v'ki moysu shvua asher nishbati le'avram avicham. He tells him, don't leave. So in other words, so what was it like? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, al teirid mitzrayim. Vahi rav baretz. Vayelech Yitzchak al melech melech lishon gerar. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, don't go down. So apparently, what was happening? So Yitzchak apparently was following the approach of Avraham Avinu, that when there was a rav, go to Mitzrayim. There was a rav in Eretz Yisrael. And if he wasn't thinking of going, because Baruch is not telling him, don't go to Mitzrayim. Obviously, he was thinking of going to Mitzrayim. And Baruch Hu said, no, don't go, stay here. Right? So the Ramban says, so what was happening? Yitzchak went to take to get Rishus to leave Eretz Yisrael and was denied. All right? But Yeshev Yitzchak Begror. And what does Giror ultimately get called? Right, Giror is close by to Be'er Sheva, but Yal Misham Be'er Sheva. So Yaakov is going not into Avimelech's territory, but close by.
Doesn't say
Be'er Shava? No. Be'er Shava. Remember, that's why he's at. Maybe that's why he's very good. Very good. Well, Avimelech Cholach Elov Migiror. Right. Okay, now so Yaakov Avinu is now raising the question of whether he should go to Mitzrayim now. Umisham notal rishus, that means Yitzchak belech to lecharon. Right? Va'amar akosim zivachim, va'yizvach zivachim, lo'diyash lo'hoyu oylois ka'avoysav, ki avram oylois sikri. V'seinu amru la'igrivu b'nei noyach shlomim oylei sikrivu u'v'nech zim u'furosh v'yal oylei samizbech amul Yaakov nei pachad Hashem hikriv shlomim la'ashlim elov kol ha'midois k'moy shendorshu shlomim shematilim sholom ba'olam. Right, the Gemara says, why are Shlomim called Shlomim? So the Rashi quotes in Parshas Tzav, I think, maybe Parshas Vayikra, that Parshas Tzav, Shlomim, Shem Matilim Shalom Ba'olam, because the Shlomim is a part which the Baal eats, a part which the Kohen eats, a part which goes to Gevoya. So Shlomim is an idea which brings many ideas together. It brings the idea of the Ola together, bringing part of the Mizbeach. It brings the Avodah and Mikdash together by giving part of the Kohenim. And my own personal Avodah and my own personal ability to be Makdash is a Choyel by having a Suda and from Mishulchan Gevoya. Alright? So Bnei Noyach never brought Shlomim because the concept of being makdish as a choyel is the concept that Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael. The Nech don't have that kind of avoda. The Emes says that you see that the that outside of Yadus, so religion is almost always associated with asceticism. And the more religious, the more ascetic. Right? The clergy is the Catholic clergy can't have families. Certain sects have to live in monasteries. The more religious, the monks. Right? And the pagan religions also. The more religious, meaning the leadership of clergy, often have to have vows of poverty. Right, so the difference, obviously it's not one, can't paint it with one brush, but the concept that the expression of greater religious depth means being distanced from the Ribbono Shel Olam's world, so that's something that the non-Jewish religions for the most part accept, and that's what Klal Yisrael, for the most part, does not accept. So that's what's represented over here. That Bnei Noach, they don't have shlomim, because the idea of a Bnei Noach eating Mishulchan Gavoya, that doesn't fit into to the way that non-Torah thought is. But we can eat from shlomim. So the point of here is that Yaakov Avinu was bringing shlomim. So the question is, why Davka now Shlomim? What happened to the Shlomim? What happened? And how did this change from the Avoda of Avram and the Avoda of Yitzchak? Lahikub bnei Noach Shlomim, oilei sekrivu. Bnei Yaakov bnei Pachad Hashem, hikriv Shlomim. What does that mean, bnei Pachad Hashem? Lahashlim eilov kol amidois. K'moy shedorshu Shlomim shematilim sholom ba'olam. So let's go a little bit weiter. V'hinei ho'yisa t'chilas kavanosu v'midas ha'gvura shi'a kreva elov. And initially, in his approach to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he applied the midah of gvura shi'a kreva elov, because that is the closest to Yaakov. V'zeu atam sh'zkiu b'reishas rabba sh'chayv odin b'chvayt aviv yo'yisa m'chvayt zeknoi. So Ramban says that's the pshat in the medrash that Rashi is quoting. Rashi's not quote, the Medrash is not saying that it's a din of kibud avim. No. He's saying that the avoda of Yitzchak was closer to him than the avoda of Avraham Avinu, and therefore, in his avoda, he would first express himself in the fashion that Yitzchak would express himself, and then later on, grow into a different kind of avoda. But the avoda of his father was closest to him. V'u'atam sh'omu sh'om b'loshin acher. B'tchila sholem b'shlem ha'talmid. V'yachar kach sholem b'shlem ha'rav. And that's why the Medrash says a similar loshin. First one inquires about the Talmud, then one inquires about the Rav. But the point is that our avoda is closer to the avoda of a Talmud than the avoda of a Rav. In other words, sometimes our access to a certain understanding of Torah will be greater, or will master it through a generation which is close to us than a generation that is before that. I'll give it L'moshel Ma'adar Adoyme. As Klal Yisrael develops, so different forms of avoda to Ribbono Shel Olam are stressed, right? Chassidus is one form of avoda. Musar is a form of avoda. They're the ones that are stressed the most, the ones with the greatest, highest profile, the best PR, so to speak. So, if a person why should a person in the door of the Chachmeya Hamusar, why should that person be taken with this mahalach of avoda? Why should I go further back? Why should I be taken by the avoda of chassidus of what it contributed to Klal Yisrael? Obviously, there were Oyvdei Hashem before that. So our understanding is, but as the world develops, society develops, we become a different kind of a people, different ideas, and therefore we are no longer the same people that lived a few centuries ago. We're living now, and therefore the leaders of Klal Yisrael now, so they're the ones that will guide us in terms of our avodah. So that's what he's pointing out here as well, that Yaakov Avinu was closer, his avodah would be of greater, his avodah would be more, would resonate more with Yaakov Avinu, that's Yitzchak's avodah more than Avraham's avodah. So then he says, right? That when we have in Pasuk, this is in the Perek Lamed Aleph. Lamed Aleph, the end of Perek Lamed Aleph. Lamed Aleph Mem Beis. Lule Elokei Avi Elokei Avram Ufachad Yitzchok. Hoyeli ki ater rekom shlachtona. Yaakov says to Lavan, if not for the God of Avram, what's Pachad Yitzchok? So Rashi says that Yaakov did not want to say Elokei Yitzchok because Elokei Yitzchok is only after a person is nifter. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu miyachet shmoy al tzadikim b'chayeyim. V'yav ha-pi sh'omol l'betzesim v'yashem v'nil k'yavom. He said that was the... He did it then because he was choshem k'meis, because he was already a kohen. But Yaakov couldn't do that. Apparently, we can only discuss the avoda that a person contributed to this world, the Yachar Me'eveser. While a person is alive, so they're developing a certain level of avodah, that's called pachad. But once a person has mastered a certain avodah Hashem, so then the Torah refers to that relationship as Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Elokei Avraham. So Kodesh Baruch Hu could say, look, Yitzchak is already because of his Koeinov, because of his distance from his Yetzer Hara, he's already become a Sholem in a certain kind of avodah. But Yaakov couldn't say that to his father. So, says the Ramban over here, by Yishba Yaakov, it's a little bit later on. That's a few psukim later. Pasuk Nid Gimel. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Noach, Yishmetu V'Neidim, Elokei Avraham, by Yishova Yaakov, Befachad Ovim Yitzchak. That's how Yaakov refers to the avod of his father. Right? In other words, what does it mean, the God of Avraham? The God of Yitzchak. When we say Elokei Avraham, when the various Svarim write about the about Avraham being Midas HaChesed and Yitzchak being Gevura, so Rav Dessler explains that these ideas are that these are different forms of avodah that the avos developed, right? So based on that, when Yitzchak or Yaakov refers to Elokei Avraham, Elokei, so they're referring to that form of avodah that was that Avraham and Yitzchak stressed. Right? So Avraham stressed the avodah of Chesed. That's the avodah of great confidence in what human beings can accomplish. The way that Rav Dessler explains it, it's like the Musar of Slobodka. And Yitzchak's avoda was the avoda of self-criticism, self-evaluation. Something along the lines of the Musar of Navarak. That's what Rav Dessler describes. Not entirely that way, but in a similar fashion. So Yaakov Avinu was saying that at this point, the way that what the Ramban's expressing is at this point in Yaakov in his life, so he had to evaluate something. He came to Be'er Sheva, so he said, I have to, what's the issue I have now is that I am going to Mitzrayim to see Yosef, and I may be starting Golos. So the issue in his mind is that the right thing for me to do? He's terribly torn. He wants to see Yosef, right? On the other hand, satisfying his interest in seeing Yosef, he may be now starting the Avodah, starting the Golos. So he wants to know, is it the right thing to do? That's what the Ramban said before, that the Medrash of Megala Soitas, what's the Soit? Ki kasher bo Yaakov lervenes Mitzrayim rok ya Golos yaschil boi bezaroi upochad mimenu. He was afraid. Is he doing the right thing? V'zovach zavochim rabim. And he brought korbonos lepachad of Yitzchak. And the avoda engaged in was the avoda of Yitzchak. What's the avoda of Yitzchak? Shelo temidas adid mesuch kenegda. He was evaluating himself. Is he doing? Is this the right thing to do? He was being mespalel to the rabbonu shalolam. Is this the right thing to do? All right. Let's cut the chase for a moment. So you'll see how the Ramban addresses this. So what happens? Vayomer lekim liyisrael b'maris halayla. Vayomer Yaakov yiminei. What's Vayomer Yaakov? Yaakov loshen chiba. Kadosh Baruch Hu saying to him, loshen chiba, you did the right thing. Vayomer noche kele kei avicha. I'm responding to you. You were davening to me. The avoda of gevura was the avoda of gevura, self criticism. The avoda of gevura is being able to challenge oneself. That's gevura. So. Al tira meridam mitzrayma ki le goy god la sim chasham pshat. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Yaakov Avinu, don't be afraid going down to Mitzrayim. So obviously, what's going on in Yaakov's mind? What's he asking? What's he talking? What's this field that he said? Vayizbach zivachim sederam. But it's pshat. What did Kadosh Baruch Hu say? Kadosh Baruch Hu told Yitzchak, don't go down. That means that he was asking that question. He said, do go down. He's asking the same question. So that's it. So Yaakov is engaging. He says, this was the challenge that my father had. So since it's a challenge of my father, I'm going to engage the avoda of my father. Right? Just like if a person would say that we assume that we are that we engage different kinds of challenges, and therefore we have to build on different forms of avoda. We have to incorporate the avodas of previous generations and develop our own avoda to run our own avoda, but our own flavor or style or stress or headgish, whatever. But let's say we would come across the exact same challenge that a previous door had, and the previous door was successful in combating it. Right? Lo yitzur, we would find ourselves once again in a situation where people are uninspired, and people find and associate Torah and mitzvahs with a rigid requirements and not expressions of oneself and of happiness. So we would say, all right, so we have to recreate some of the ideas of Hasidus. So that's what's happening over here. Over here, Yitzchak is saying, Yaakov is saying, this is the exact same challenge my father had. I'm going to go to Be'er Sheva, all right? And I'm going to be mispalel, Kadosh Baruch Hu, what should I do? All right, now, his question is a little bit different over here, right? Because here, Yaakov was not asking, Yitzchak was simply saying, I have a rov going on over here. Apparently, Yitzchak was not afraid at that point. I'm not sure, but apparently, from the Ramban, that he was now studying Golos. Apparently, he understood there's going to be another major link that has to be created before he's ready to go to Golos. But Yaakov Avinu understood Shivtei Ka, that he had reached a certain stage of development of the Avos, that the next step was that the Golos of being in a Be'eretz Lo Lahem, and even though the truth is that according to we understand that Yitzchak being in Gerar was part of Golos. That's part of the 400 years. But this next stage of being Ve'inu Oysam Ve'avdum, so that's going to start now. So Yaakov was torn in a different way than he was torn. So he goes back to his father's place. He's was found the same place. And that's Pshat in, that's why he says, U'pochad mimenu v'zovach zvachim ram le'pachad ovim Yitzchak. That's why Rabban stresses the same tefillah, or this, the avoda of the way he received the avoda of his father. Shalote midas adin mesucha kenegdoi. Who's being mispalel? Is this the right thing? Am I now engaging in something which is going to bring a terrible din against the family? And that's what he did at Beersheba, because that's where his father took Rishus. That's where his father was told not to go down. You see the thinking of Yaakov Avinu. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu, here he has not seen his son, he's dying to see his son, he goes to the same place that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Yitzchak not to go down. Because that's Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. He's saying, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu will tell me not to go down like he told my father, I'm not going down. I won't see Yitzchak. I won't see Yosef. And that's why he goes to Beersheba. Okay. Weiter. I think that the next idea that he brought Shlomim is Ramban is saying that we shouldn't think that Yaakov Avinu entirely divested himself of his own Avodas Hashem. And went retro and reverted back only to the Avodah of his father. I think that's what it means by bringing Shlomim. In other words, Yishlam Elov Kol Amidos was the way that this Malach, this general approach, sees Yaakov Avinu as successfully interrelating the Avoda of Avram, the Avoda of Yitzchak. That there were different ways, and Yaakov Avinu was successful in bringing it all together. So the Ramban says that the Chazal are pointing out to us that even though the Avodah of Avram is represented by an Ola, and the Avodah of Yitzchak is certainly represented by an Ola, in other words, that each one was a very specific, narrow is not a good term, but dedicated and singular approach, and they vested itself of greater breadth, it was an Ola. So Yaakov Avinu was not saying that I'm going to be copycatting my father's form of Avodah. Right now, that's what I'm going to start with. It's the Avodah Krova Eli. It's the way I was trained when I was young. That's what I learned first, before I learned anything else. Later on, I learned to incorporate another form of Avodah. Later on, I learned how to resolve and bring them together. But the first Avodah was the Avodah of Yitzchak. But he brings Shlomim, because he's saying that I'm not limiting myself. That he was now going to be successful in engaging the fullness. And that's why when it says that was where he began. That was the starting point. Okay, a little bit weiter. Shenishba kach be'emunas pachad aviv eladayin leinosan liyakov koyach v'nishba bekoyach shenosan liyoviv. When Yaakov left Lovan's home, so why does he say I'm making a shvua bepachad avi Yitzchak? Why doesn't he say I'm making a shvua in the Ron Shlomo? See, the Ramban says this is the, again, if we are correct in imposing this Rav Dessler's Mahalach, it's not unique to Rav Dessler, that he, in my limited familiarity, he is the one who's most articulate about this. He's the one who put it in terms that at least I'm trying to work with. So when do we say that a person has achieved a certain form of avoda that can be identified, that person is now going to make that contribution to Klal Yisrael? So Rashi had said is Le'achem Eviezer. Yitzchak, maybe earlier because Kohena. So Ramban says that's the point that the Torah is saying. When Yaakov left Lavan's home and he had not come back to Eretz Yisrael yet, then he had not yet contributed to Klal Yisrael his form of avoda. He had not yet worked it out, so to speak. So that's what it means. Shadayin le'nosan le'yakim koyach. I believe, if I remember, Kedem Shem Chazisal Broid points this out in this Ramban. Not in an essay that he writes earlier. The idea, this Ramban, just in for this one line alone, is of great significance. To see that the Avos were developing their Ruchnis. Right? Not to think that Yaakov Avinu, when he left his father's home, he was already the Yaakov, the Ruchnius that Kadosh Baruch Hu had destined for himself. Even after he was married, children, had the challenges of Lavan, he was still not yet, his avoda was not at the point where we would say, Elokei Yaakov. But then, Elosh adayin le'nosan le'yakov koyach v'nishma b'koyach she'nosan le'oviv she'nemra v'nishma yakov v'pachad oviv u'man yudich zev v'atipol eish v'atoichal esa oilo u'ksiv ki Hashem aleikecha eish oichlohu ad kan b'medrash. Alright? So it says the Rabban, how do we explain this medrash? He says, why? I think what it means is, I think it's a printing mistake here. That Yaakov had not yet been zoche to his contribution to Klal Yisrael. He had not yet fully developed the form of avoda that he was going to give Klal Yisrael. Shendemar, what's the form of avoda? He didn't emes liYaakov chesed liAvraham. Hashem again, like it says in Malachi, that Avraham, this is not the pshat. The pshat that he emes liYaakov is, we're asking that Malachi asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu to concretize, to realize, to fulfill the promises to Yaakov. He didn't emes, but he told Yaakov Avinu, make it true. That's the pshat. But the Ramban quotes based on, I believe, the Zohar. I believe the Ramban is the first one, certainly in the literature, which is widely accessible to Klal Yisrael. He's the first one that began this idea that Chesed, that there's a concept of Chesed Avraham, the concept of Emes Yaakov. We speak about throughout Sefer Bereishis. The midas of chesed, the midas of gvur, the Ramban derives from this part. The titan emes liyakov, and the Ramban also didn't make it up. The Ramban said that is, I think there's a medrash. There is a the targum yonison on this pasuk suggests this is one Rashi quotes it as part of the pshat in the pasuk. V'hotzach l'farish atav v'nei v'zchus ha-korbonois nira elav elokei Yitzchak ame b'maris ha-layla v'mirs ha-din rafa. And now, Kadosh Baruch Hu responds to him. Alright? Mirs ha-din rafa will leave for another time. Zeo sh'omer alei b'maris ha-layla. That's what it means when it says v'yomer l'kim Yisrael b'maris ha-layla. Pshat of maris ha-layla is at night. But the Ramban says with the soda of Maris HaLaila is that Laila is a time for Midas HaDin, but Maris HaLaila is he's responding to Yaakov in the way that Yaakov is being obeyed the Rabban Shlomo. V'nei, v'humash Amar noichi l'kei avicha. Hu kale base kale is amol bechor and hu kale base kale is mashach to shama tzeiba vulke vicha hu shem yamida vtichu shlo yira bemitzrayim ki yizke bedinoi veyigal achara inoi. So Kadosh Baruch Hu promises him that he should not be afraid of Mitzrayim ki yizke bedinoi, that his din will be okay. In other words, when Kadosh Baruch Hu's done him and he's afraid that he's going to be taken to task for bringing the Jews into Golos, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, don't worry, that's not going to happen. Ki yizke bedinoi, your din, you'll come out well with the din. V'yigalach harinoi, and you will be redeemed. V'zetam, and this is pshat, in v'nochi alcho gam aloi. Okay, what's Ramban saying? A huge idea here. Look at the pasuk. Pasuk says, "Anochi erid imcha Mitzrayim, avanochi alcha gam aloi." What does that mean? Batoy vayoyim anochi kel kevicha al tiro. Don't be afraid. You don't Mitzrayim. That is. Don't be afraid. You're not making the wrong decision. Kilu goy godlas imcha sham. What's pshat? Anochi erid imcha. I'm going to go down with you. V'nochi alchol gam oloi. You'd say ki ovoi ve'egal esam. I will come and I will redeem you. All right. What does it mean? Anochi. So he says that's Kadosh Baruch Hu telling him that there's going to be geula afterward. What's pshat? See, the Ramban develops a huge idea that is the Yesod, and that is that in Golos, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Golos includes a form of Chil Hashem. Golos includes an idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence is a hester upon him. Anochi erid imcha means I will also, my presence will also suffer Mitzrayim. Anochi alcho gam aloi means that when you come out, so my presence will be made greater as well. Ramban will explain to us that is the greatest haftacha of being able to come out of Mitzrayim. The fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu bound up his presence in this world with Klal Yisrael. His hester upon him and gili upon him is dependent on Klal Yisrael. So here there's a very, now we go into the next piece, the Ramban. He says, "Ba'omar, because of a Rav, the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, Targum Anochi Erid Imcha Mitzrayim, Anochi Alcha Gam Aloi, Ana Eichos Imcha Va'ana Askinach. I'll go down with you, and I will bring you up. V'nifla Rav Mazel Das Unkelus." And the Rambam there takes great very taken by the approach of Unkelus. Why? He says there he describes Shom Kolmo Oide Lachik Hagashmus Bichol Sefer Shem Torah, because Unkelus took great pains not to anthropomorphize God's presentation in Torah. And whenever the Torah ascribes to God some kind of movement, Yosim Inyan Atnuah L'Chvoid Nivra or L'Shmira Me'akel. So the Targum will always be careful to put that in terms of the Nivra, not in terms of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. L'Shmira Me'akel. For example, Vayered Hashem, God comes down. What does it mean, God comes down? V'isgale means God reveals himself. It means that we perceive God as being closer. Eridono ve'era isgale ke'ein ve'achzi. It doesn't mean that God moved. God can't move. But we can perceive God in a way that we didn't perceive him before. V'mkein, so now the question is, why over here is Unkelus different? Anochi erid imcho should mean, I will reveal myself. Instead, Targum says, "Onay echos, I will go down." Upir Shirav, Shram explains, "Ki ba'avur Shom b'tchil se'inyam ve'evan l'kim l'Yisrael b'maras ha'layla, ki usipra amiro l'usipra ma'aseh, l'hoyakosh l'unkulis l'saper ha'mamar kasher nomer b'maras ha'layla." Since this is part of the vision, so therefore Unkelus did not have to change things now. If God would be speaking directly, So he'd have to change it because God can't move. But since this is a narration of a vision, so Unklus was able to leave it alone. Because this is not describing what really happened, it describes what God said. So since it's a description, it's in quotes. So Unklus leaves it in quotes. He translates without interpreting. Whenever it says by God listen, it doesn't mean God listen, it means that he accepted, that he was changed, that he accepted the davening. Vim Kain Hadover Kidivrayarab Loma Yivrach Unkulus Minatnua Viyarchik Ashmiya Gam Kain Mir Osesh Tara Al Gashmus Vla Yivrach Minam Mira Vadira Vlay Minakriya Vishumoka Min Khalim Mara. So the Ramban criticizes the Rambam. He says this pasuk over here challenges the Rambam's approach, because over here, if the point is that we want to distance God from any kind of anthropomorphism, so why should it matter whether God is describing or God is speaking? If God says about himself, I will come down, and that's a problem, so Unkelus should bite the bullet and say, I will reveal myself. So the Ramban says that this distinction is a deichik teretz, to say that this distinction validates the Unkelus's approach over here. Okay, and he quotes more of the Rambam, criticizes it a little more. Okay, let's skip down. Abulmasha Omar Khan Ano Echos Imcha. Okay, this is four or five lines from the end of this piece. What we're skipping right now is a further evaluation of the Rambam's understanding of when one's allowed to with the meaning of anthropomorphic terms. And I don't know that the Ramban, I don't think the Ramban disagrees at all in principle. It's just a question of to what extent we're supposed to distance ourselves from describing the revulsion in human terms. But then he says at the very end, so he criticizes this distinction that the Rambam made in order to justify this Rambam. The point is that over here Unkelus says Ano Echos and does not say Ano Azgali. Why? Now to say Ano Azgali would be very difficult. I will reveal myself in Mitzrayim. Is that what it means? So there's the Ramban, that the Unkelus knew very well what he was doing. Aval Masha Omer Kan on Eichos Imcha, but to learn what he's doing, Masha Omeru, Golul Mitzrayim Shechino Imoim, Shenemar Onechi Eireid Imcha Mitzrayim, Golul Le'elam Shechino Imoim, Shenemar Samti Kisi Ve'elam. So that's what Chazal describe as the Shechino Begulusa. What's Shechino Begulusa? That means Hester Ponim. V'nei Ha'amira Ve'yirida Shomim, K'moshe Pirashi Lamala, V'lo Ho'i Yochel Targeim Elo Kein, and he didn't really have an option, and he could not translate it differently. But
because
Barach mi menu va'osa inyan ezer bilvan va'omar meimir besadcha. V'lo omar meimir imcha. Let's go back to one of the points that we skipped. But the point that the Ramban is making is that that's pshat in the Kadosh Baruch Hu saying that's Kadosh Baruch Hu's promise to Yaakov Avinu. So if we go back to the psukim, so let's weave the Ramban back in the psukim. It says by Yisai Yisro v'chol ha'shaloi v'yovei v'erishava v'yizbach zivachim. It means he appealed to the Rabban Shalom. He came here by Yizbach Zvachim, and he brought Korbanos Lelekei Aviv Yitzchak. That means he came to Beersheba in order to take Rishos and to ask whether he can leave Eretz Yisrael, and he is engaged in self-evaluation. He's engaged in a very, very difficult form of Avodas Hashem, because on one hand he would love to go down to Mitzrayim, and he's not sure if it's the right thing to do. So he's asking the Ribbono Shel Olam that he does not want to be held responsible for this kind of an error. All right? In addition, this is hard for me to explain. He's engaged not only in the avoda of his father of self-criticism itself, but he's already come into having developed a form of avodas Hashem, which combines both the avoda of Avram and the avoda of Yitzchak, and he begins his presentation to the Ribbono Shel Olam by indicating that he is, if Hashem says he will not, that if Hashem tells him not to go down, he will not go down, that he's concerned about whether it's the right thing to do. But apparently what the Ramban is intimating is that Yaakov, there's another part of Yaakov's tefillah, another part of his presentation, right? That we don't know much about it, but Yisbuch Huzvachim. Vayomer Lekim LeYisrael. So now Kadosh Baruch Hu responds to Yaakov Inu first, as through the avoda of Yitzchak. Elokim is Minas Adin. V'maros Halayla Minas Adin. Vayomer Yaakov Yaakov, and he says, "Don't worry." Lashon Chiba. Vayomer Neini. Vayomer Anochi Kel Lekei Avicha. Al Tira Meder Meredam Mitzrayma. Don't be afraid. Your din will be fine. It's the right thing to do. Ki Lekei God LaSimcha Sham. All right. Now, what I would suggest is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is responding to the avoda of Yaakov Avinu, to the Zvachim. Anochi Erid Imcha Mitzrayim. And he says that when you go down to Mitzrayim, you should realize that my presence in this world is wrapped up with what's going on with Klal Yisrael. So therefore, Anochi Erid Imcha Mitzrayim, you should realize that there'll be a Hester upon him. All right? That's part of what has to happen, apparently. Anochi alcho gamaloi, and there will be a gili upon him at the end. The Yosef Yoshis Yodoi Alei Necha. There are many different pshatim in that, what that means. But whatever it is, it's a positive thing. This is the right thing to do. Vayokom Yaakov Mirishava. It's interesting that it's not Yisrael, but Yaakov. Vayisu v'nei Yisrael es Yaakov avihem v'yestampom v'yisneshem v'agolois asher shalom parolos says osa. Right, so that's what the Ramban gives us to understand. Yeah, go ahead, Michal.
So the Ramban assumes that the fear of Yaakov is whether or not he's doing the right thing.
Yeah.
So I don't understand that, because if we assume that he has a Masora, that he knows that there's going to be a Galut, then shouldn't it be obvious that he should be a part of bringing that Nevuah to fruition? What was the chashash?
So the question is a very important question for the Ramban. Why is that? Because the Ramban Lashitose holds that if we know of the Ritzon Hashem, then that becomes incumbent upon us to fulfill. Right? As opposed to the Rambam, who says the knowledge of Ritzon Hashem is not a tzivoy. Ramban holds the knowledge of Ritzon Hashem is a tzivoy. Right? What's the point? The raya is So Rambam says that Paro was punished because he enslaved us. And the Ramban says, how can he be punished? It was in Ratzon Hashem. So the Rambam says it may be in Ratzon Hashem, but who told Paro to do it? Paro was a volunteer. So he gets punished for volunteering to do the Ratzon Hashem. He didn't do it. He was volunteering to enslave us. He did a bad thing. The intentions were bad. The mice and the behavior, everything was bad. Ramban says, like Dauphin, it's the Ratzon Hashem. You can't get punished in Ratzon Hashem. So Amichai is saying, so given that approach of the Ramban, which is the Yisoid in the Ramban, he develops it. So now, Yaakov was aware that it was the Ratzon Hashem, the Gamis Agoye Sheyevodu Dona Noichi. Alright? So I can think of two possible approaches. The Rovs had explained to us, and I found this in other Mechavim in the meantime, that Yaakov Avinu had hoped that his golus in the home of Lavan had fulfilled the golus, the promise of the Bris Ben Hamzor. That's when it says, Yeshiv Yaakov, so Yaakov had hoped that the golus was now behind them. Because he'd been away from home, he'd been outside of Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Lelehem. He'd been subjected to very difficult situations. Not like the Avoda, but not like the Abbas of Mitzrayim, but so that's what he had hoped. So he hoped that Golos was behind him. So now he's coming to this new point in his life where he was questioning what he had hoped for until now. So that he could be one mahalach. That he really was not sure whether this was the Ratzon Hashem or he was making a terrible mistake. Now, am I fully satisfied by that? I can't say. It's the sources for that are scant. But that's really what's happening. Go ahead.
Chazal seems to say explicitly that Yaakov was supposed to go down on his own. In Gemara, pay 7 bet Shabbos.
So
the implication here, and I think the Rishon will assume the same thing, is that the school of Yaakov allowed him to be brought down through Yosef as opposed to be brought down by Korcho. And the implication being he should have gone down his own. And as a result of not going down his own, he's going to be brought down by Korcho.
That's not what I would have thought that means. I thought that means that Golos is supposed to begin by being by duress, by force. Which is also Barzal. I mean, I don't know if that proves what you're thinking. But I would agree that it's a very mechudishtik approach in terms of, again, I have found this approach in Svarim.
Also, I think
good
shot in general of the whole story. I mean, Yaakov throughout his life, back going through the rest of the stories of Yaakov running away, so I think that you could bring a life in there too, but that's like in terms of inconsistent, but without going into that, he's just shot in this story. Locally, seems like he knows that the fear is about what he knows is going to happen going down, and he's resistant to that, but Hashem is pulling him down. That happens like, I think if you're reading the story, I think that seems like a good shot.
So what do you think is different? Mm-hmm. What are you saying that's different than the way I said it?
That his fear isn't in Onesh.
But
his fear is in, he doesn't want to do what he knows he has to do.
Oh, okay. So that's what I was going to suggest as a second approach. That even though he may know this is the right thing to do, but at the same time, he's going to be initiating great pain and oppression in his children.
Exactly.
And so the only thing is that the lush of the Ramban is that he's afraid that Midas did Mesucha Kenegdoi. And maybe so that could mean he's afraid that this is ultimately his fate, to be the one that begins the din against his children. And does he have to be mispalel that he should not be the one who's responsible for this fate? But that's in my mind, it's very, very possible that you see this. The real pachad of Yaakov Avinu is that is a pachad of a father who is like being on a train that's moving into not being able to stop it. So he still is fraught with doubts. They should do this or not. Okay. He's also a famous Ramban because of his debate with the Maran Nebuchadnezzar.